John, 1 John 5, 11 and 12. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, with all of this going on, trying to tell me that it's too big. Like I said, I had someone to tell me everybody's going to get it. Oh. Ain't coming to my house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. You've been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. And because of you and I being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, means that provision in life has already been provided. Hallelujah. We have, not only has it been provided, but we have access. Hallelujah. To all God is. Woo. Y'all didn't hear that one. Did y'all hear that one? We have access to all that He is. Say, you sure about that, preacher? If children then being heirs, heirs of God, and joint heir with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, we shall be glorified together. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Father has committed everything into the hands of His Son, Jesus. And we are His body. And that means that life has been given to us. We have access to the throne of God. Did not He say, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in times of need? For I know the grace of God, though He was rich, yet for your sake He became what? Poor. That through His poverty, you might be rich. Sound like provision to me. Jesus said, have faith in God, didn't He say it? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto what? This mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what are you saying? I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Greater is he who is what? in me than he that is in the world. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. He sent his word and he healed me and delivered me from all of my destruction. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefit, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with what? Loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good thing, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagle. Hallelujah. Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, I need to say it again, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says, which she says, shall come to pass. She will, he will, they will have whatsoever they say. So what are you saying during these crises that we are facing? What are you saying to pandemic? What are you saying to coronavirus? What are you saying to diseases? What are you saying to sin and destruction? What are you saying to violence and evil? What are you saying to poverty and lack? What are you talking about every day? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5:21. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness through to eternal life through Jesus our Lord. Well, did Jesus reign? He conquered death, hell, the grave, the devil, and everything. So I pose, ask these questions, and I'll answer them for you too. What are some of the roadblocks in life? Here's the next question. Are they permanent? No. Can they be removed? Yes. Where did they come from? Satan. You ask the average person. You ask the average person, is God in control? You know what they'll say? Yes. But you know what the answer to that? Wrong.